serving a great God, are we not? Amen. And let me say again, we appreciate the young people Wednesday night, the wonderful participation in that service. And thank God. Thank God for our young folks and those that are serving the Lord. Amen. If you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Stand with me for the reading of the word of the Lord this morning. It's found in the book of St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 6. As you're turning there, let me say, certainly appreciate my family being here today. My sister, brother-in-law, niece, and nephew are here, and thank God for that. They left ice and snow and cold weather, so it was not my preaching that got them to drive south. They could get that in Dayton, but I appreciate them being in the house of the Lord. All our visitors from Texas, appreciate them being with us from Victory, and we certainly appreciate Brother and Sister Switzer and that fine church. And then lo and behold, our evangelist from South Florida, from Lake Okeechobee, Robert Kennedy, is back with us in the house of the Lord. He better have a lot of fish to make up for all that. Luke chapter number 6, starting at verse number 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up, stand forth in the midst." And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" And looking round about upon them all, notice he looked everybody in the eye, he said unto the man, "Stretch forth thy hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And his hand was restored. He had lost something, but it's being restored. It's one thing never to have had, but this man had had it and lost it. He had the strength, but it withered away. His hand was restored whole as the other. With the Lord helping me today, I simply want to preach to you on the other hand. On the other hand. His left hand was whole, but his right hand was withered. On one hand, he was fine, but on the other hand, he needed Jesus to give him a miracle. So this morning, I want to talk to you about on the other hand. Let's pray. Father, I pray today that you would meet us at this altar. Lord, thank you for your grace that has enveloped this sanctuary today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're willing to allow the Spirit of God to be with us. We've already been refreshed, encouraged, lifted up, and blessed by the singing, the choir, and the Spirit of God. And Father, we just pray for the remainder of this service today that you would touch every heart, every life. We'll give you praise. We'll give you glory. All the honor will go to Jesus. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you're seated today. Amen. I trust that you obeyed the Lord. If so, you may have already received your blessing, your miracle this morning from the Lord. But this passage of Scripture is on my heart, this man with the withered hand. Briefly today, I want to talk to you about his determination. I want to talk to you about the dilemma that he was in and the decision that he made. Something has to be said for people that have great determination. Step with me into the house of the Lord. The Bible says that it is another Sabbath day. And inside of the house of God this day is a man that has a right hand that is withered. He's probably got it tucked away. It's withered away. His right hand is dying. The Bible doesn't describe for us the medical condition or the reasoning, except for the fact that his right hand is withered. And so here he is in the house of God, but notice his determination. He's still in the house of the Lord. Something has to be said for people that have been through some things, but are still walking with God. Amen. Let there be a choir full of soldiers that have been through the battle, but they're still singing the songs of victory. Amen. He's hurting, but he's here. He's hurting, but he's still here. Thank God. There are some folks that when they get hurt, the first thing they do is they'll stay out of the house of the Lord. When something happens, they quit reading their Bible. They quit praying. They cut off the only help that they're going to get. To stay out of the house of the Lord, or to stay out of prayer, or to stay out of God's word, the situation is only going to get drastically worse. My help comes from the Lord. Isn't that what the psalmist said? I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my strength, and my fortress. The righteous run into that tower. In the time of trouble, where should I go? I must go to the Lord. That's why something must be said for this man who is hurting, but he's still here. Just like some of you have been through much, but you're still in the house of the Lord. Amen. That's why the psalm or the word of the Lord tells us that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Wasn't it Timex that made famous the saying, it can take a licking and keep on ticking? If you're going to make it in God, you're going to have to be that way, are you not? But notice his determination that he is still in the house of the Lord. Even though he's hurting, he is still here. I'm glad you're here today, because you're in the right place. You're in the right place. Why? Because I believe Jesus is here this morning. And whatever the situation is, here's what we do, friend. What we try to do is we try to become masters at showing what's going right in our life. It's kind of like when you're on a date. You're always on your best behavior. I mean, your car's always clean. Your clothes are always pressed. You've always got money in your pocket. I mean, you're there to show the good side. She doesn't know there is a bad side. She doesn't know you snore all night long. She doesn't know your room is a wreck. Maybe you're lazy and won't even work. We try to show the good side. And that's how we do a lot of times when we come to the house of the Lord. Here's the way we do it. Well, when the Spirit of the Lord comes by, this man has a withered hand. He could receive his miracle today if he's willing to reveal his problem. But most of the time what we do is, Lord, I'm fine. I'm doing great, Lord. Everything is well. And on the one hand, he was doing fine. On the left hand, he was healed. On the left hand, he was normal. On the left hand, he could work like anybody else. But on the other hand, he needed a miracle. On the other hand, he had lost the strength. On the other hand, his hand was useless. So here today we say, well, on the one hand, you're in the house of God. Glory to God and thank God for it. But on the other hand, do you need something from Jesus? On the one hand, well, I'm a preacher. Well, that's fine. But on the other hand, on the one hand, well, my family's here today and thank God for it. But on the other hand, well, on the one hand, I've really felt the Spirit of the Lord here this morning, Pastor, and that's wonderful. But on the other hand, my question for you today is, are you willing to reveal the problem that you have to get a miracle? Or are you content to walk around saying everything's fine just because you've got one good hand? Well, I'm here. Isn't that enough, preacher? Oh, I'm glad you're in the house of the Lord, but I really felt impressed of the Lord today, amen, to see if the Lord would do something for us about that other hand, about that hand that used to be full of praise for God, but now is dragging low because of discouragement. Amen. I want to talk about that hand that used to be lifted up to the Spirit of God, but now the joy of the Lord has gone out of your life. I want to talk about that fire of God that used to radiate in your life and the passion you used to have for God, but now has been replaced by complacency. On the one hand, you know the word of the Lord. You, on one hand, you know what God's word says. But on the other hand, is it really burning in your heart? On the one hand, you know about the history of the book of Acts. You know about what God can do. But on the other hand, is God really working in your life? On the one hand, we know about Azusa Street. We know about the revivals of the Pentecostal church. We know what God can do. But on the other hand, are we seeing that last day outpouring of the Spirit of God? Amen. We've become masters at talking just about what's well. Amen. But oh, the Spirit of God flooded this place today. I know God comes for a reason and God comes for a purpose. And so any time that I see somebody that has a condition, amen, I say, oh, thank God they're in the house of the Lord because Jesus is here. Amen, I'm looking for some miracles to take place. Amen, I'm looking for some hands to be restored whole as the other. Amen, I'm looking for praise to break forth. I'm looking for that shout to return. Amen, I'm looking for that fire of God to fall again. But I know our history, and thank God for the book of Acts, and thank God for Azusa Street, and thank God for the way for the last 6 weeks he's been pouring out the Spirit of the Lord. I say, oh, thank God. Amen. Here, Lord, here's my situation. Here's my problem. Here's what I need. Amen. Oh, I'd love for you to be so comfortable in this place today. I'd love for you to feel so much God in this place that you're willing to talk about the other hand. Not this hand, but on the other hand. On one hand, you'll know you'll never leave your husband or your wife. But on the other hand, you feel like you're trapped in a pitiful marriage. That on one hand, you're still in the youth group, but on the other hand, you know your heart is already starting to beat in a different direction. That on one hand, everything looks fine and everything looks well and everything looks wonderful, but on that other hand, you see the dilemma that this man is in. You see the dilemma that he has. So I come to ask you this morning, are you content to live like this? Or on this Sabbath, another Sabbath, are you willing to live like this? Which way would you choose to leave the house of the Lord? Like this? With one withered arm? Because here's the condition. If he's got one withered arm, maybe that condition is going to affect more parts. Maybe it's not done yet. So are you tired of just living like this, living one way Or are you ready to say, Lord, I'm ready to talk to you about that other hand? Are you ready to talk to the Lord about that part of your heart that nobody knows about? That part of your soul that your parents and preacher and teacher does not know about? Amen. That thing that you've blamed on because it's the family trait. It's just the way that it's always going to be. Amen. I say, why don't you choose to leave God's house like this today? Amen. Why don't you leave with both hands lifted toward heaven, saying, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Matter of fact, I don't even think I needed to preach this message. Amen. I think the Spirit of the Lord was in this place so strong about 20 minutes ago that you probably had the key to the service. Amen. You probably knew what you should do. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord was trying to tell you, amen, to get that arm up. He was one to deal with that depression. He was one to deal with that sickness. He was one to deal with that home situation. He was one to deal with that marriage. He was one to deal with that career. He was one to deal with that money. But you just kept it tucked away and saying, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. Amen. I come to tell you today, when Jesus is in the house, he looked every man in the eye. He looked them all in the eye. But there was one man there today that said, I need a miracle. Amen. I'm tired of living this way. I'm ready to live like this. Amen. I know there's always skeptics. I know there's always people watching. And that's what kept that man in that condition for so long. Amen. But I got over the people that have critical spirits a long time ago. Amen. They're going to have a critical spirit whether I live like this or whether I live like this. But they're not going home with me. They're not going to be there tomorrow. Amen. I need to live like this. I need to be free. I need to be healed. That's why the word of the Lord says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That's why God's word says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's why Jesus said that many of the afflictions, or David said that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. I say, blessed be the name of the Lord. He's here to perform that miracle today. If you're tired of living like this. But the thing about it is, he lost it. It's not that he never had strength. It withered away. It withered. You better do something about it. You're losing your strength. He's losing it. It's not that he was born this way. He was born this way. When you're saved and born again, you're not born with any restrictions. You're born again in liberty and in the spirit and in the newness of life. But after time, I remember they used to shout and dance. They used to be on fire for God. And then we just get comfortable. And then we get really, when somebody gets close to talking about our situation, we want to talk about this hand. But my question for you today is, if you knew you had a chance at a miracle, if you knew today could rearrange your situation, if you knew now was the opportunity for a miracle, would you do something about it? Jesus said, stretch it forth. Everybody's watching him, Brother Maury. But here come that hand. I'm tired of living with this restriction. I'm tired of living. On the one hand, I'm fine. On the other hand, I'm dying. On the one hand, I'm trying to praise God. But on the other hand, I don't feel like I've got anything to praise Him for. On the one hand, I feel God and I see God all around this sanctuary. But on the other hand, I feel like I need revival in my heart. On the other hand, and so He stretched it forth. Notice He began to reach toward. It didn't say He lifted it up. He begins to stretch it forth. Who's He stretching it towards? Jesus. That's all I need for you to do here this morning. Don't stretch it toward the preacher. Don't even stretch it toward the choir. Don't stretch it toward the church. Stretch it toward Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stretch it toward Jesus. How many would like to see somebody today leave this place like this? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the devil wants you to leave like this. Devil's telling you got to live with it. You got to live. Brother Martin, you can help me on the music. You've got to live with it. It's just going to be that way. You had it and you lost it and you're never going to get it back. The devil ever told you that? You had the fire for God. You lost it. You're never going to get it back. You used to teach, now you don't. You're never going to teach again. You used to shout, now you don't. You're never going to shout again. You used to preach, now you don't. You're never going to preach again. You used to be a blessing, now you're not. You're never going to be a blessing again. He wants you to stay just like that. Amen. The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. He didn't die on the cross so I'd go around living like this. He didn't die on the cross so I'd live with restrictions. He came to die on a cross to set men free, to set the drug addict free, to set the drunkard free, to set the prostitute free, to give me love for hatred, and give me joy for misery, and give me peace for torment. He came to die so I could live like this, so I can lift up my hands and feel God and be free. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. Why don't you stand to your feet right now? Begin to lift a hand toward Jesus and say, Jesus, I need your help today. I need your help.